not seen the end yet, but you have seen it and you declared it. Lord Jesus, let it be established in the name of Jesus in the earth. Let it be established, oh God, as an impactful generational organization in the name of Jesus, wherever we fit in, wherever I fit in, wherever the ministry fits in, your entire kingdom agenda, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Let us constantly be committed to that which you've instructed us to do in order to fill up, to fill and play our part in this end time, in your end time kingdom agenda, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Let us pray. Father, O God, we ask that you would ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Lord, as we serve you faithfully, as we serve you, our resources must also serve you. So grant us increase to serve you. Grant us increase to serve you. Increase us in the work of our hands. Increase us in all that concerns us, O God, our land, our cattle. Lord, according to your word in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, Lord, do this, O God, and take your glory. Do this and let us have enough to serve you. Let us have so much without stress. And we'll have more time to serve you and worship you in the name of Jesus. If the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We bless you. We honor you for answered prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Titena. Me de beshe radianemu wania waya mami me kwanji ku aneso no denna me de beshe iradiane mu wania waya mami mama mekwaji ku
gift of salvation to each and every one of us, and he has been merciful unto us, people who deserve not the mercies of God, born into sin, and yet he saved us out of this wretched state of sin. For people who never deserved the mercies of God, now to have access to heaven, to eternal life, to redemption. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving one more time.
Thank you.
In recapping from our previous sessions, we looked at the benefits of walking with God, and we are still in the season, or we still have our focus for this season, walk with God. We never thought that it would go a whole about 3 months or more, but constantly we've had to remain here under direction, and I believe that each of us, our lives will not be the same. We'll experience change as we go through this season.
Amen.
In recapping the benefits of walking with God, one, revelation from Psalm 25, verse 14, that the secrets of the Lord is with them that fear him. And it is with those that work with God, those are the people that God reveals his ways, like he did unto Moses. Not just seeing his acts, but he revealing his ways. He reveals his ways to those who fear him or those who walk with him diligently. Second benefit we saw as fulfilled days from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33, where it says that walking with the Lord, it's so that it will be well with you and that ye may prolong your days. So in walking with God, we experience fulfilled days or prolonged days, but not the days just being prolonged, but getting fulfilling God's purpose within the days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the third benefit was divine provision. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As long as we walk with the Lord as our shepherd, he will continue to provide for us. Amen.
Amen.
And the fourth benefit, which we went through in our previous session, was peace. In John 14, 26, Jesus says that, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. And we looked at the kind of peace, false peace that the world seems to give, and Jesus' true peace, his peace that brings us freedom, his peace, which surpasses all understanding. We look at that peace which is from God when we walk with him. Today, we are looking at the fifth benefit of walking with God. The fifth benefit of walking with God. And as you go through these benefits, for anyone who doubts the meaning or the essence of walking with God, you can point out these to the person one by one, one by one, with the scriptural references. And when we step out on outreaches, you proclaim these for souls to hear, that we serve a God who grants us benefits when we walk with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The benefits we walk, you cannot get these benefits with seven idols or worshiping rivers and all sorts of things, or what they now call the New Age religion, where they are into gazing stars and reading palms. And these are actually ancient arts that they have taken onto themselves as New Age religion. And yet, all these are there, but now they are getting serious with them. When you move in those dimensions, you only get into bondage. But there are benefits that come that redeem our souls from bondages when we walk with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today's benefits, divine mercy and deliverance. Please say after me, divine mercy and deliverance.
Divine mercy and deliverance.
So, Pastor, we are music servants. We came to sing. Why do we have to go through these? Yes, the level of your revelation or understanding will determine your longevity as a believer and your impact as a believer. There are people who started singing and they were just full of youthful zeal. And 20 years down the line, you couldn't find them anywhere, not even impacting in their communities. So it is not about noise. It is about depth, longevity, and impact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The benefits of walking God, five, divine mercy and deliverance. Deliverance from what? Number one, from trouble. In Psalm 86, verse 12 and 13, it says, I'll raise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I'll glorify thy name forever. For great is thy mercy towards me. Great is your mercy towards me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thou hast delivered my soul from where?
The lowest hell. Amen.
Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest deliverance. There are levels of trouble. There are troubles that you realize that this is a very dangerous place to be. But for the believer who walks with God, you will be delivered from every form of trouble right down to the lowest hell in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a believer, you must never use the statement, I am going through hell, please. As a child of God, no matter whatever situation you are in, the power of God is too mighty to save. If the power of God could save, could bring Jesus back to life after being crucified on the cross, as a matter of fact, dying on the... When you look at the things Jesus went through before he finally gave up the ghost, it is like dying and dying. Like, it's beyond dying. It, like, you attend certain funerals, you say, oh, this is a very sad funeral. It's like the funeral itself is extremely sad. It's like, it's very intense. Why did he have to be beaten? Like, you could just shoot him or you could just nail somewhere so that he just dies quietly. But you have to take him, beat him, scourge him, ask him to carry his cross all the way before nailing him for hours, being on the cross. Tell your neighbor, Jesus did it all for you.
Jesus did it all for you.
After that kind of death, yet the Holy Spirit brought him back to life. How much more? What case do you have? Is it a prison case? Is it a case of drug addict? Is it a case of certain habits that you are stuck in? Whatever situation it is, down to the lowest hell or whichever level, the power of God is able to bring you back once you take a decision to walk with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deliverance number two from grief. Psalm 116 verse 8. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. My eyes from tears, from tears. Whatever has made you weep and weep over again, whether rejected by your parents, whether rejected in school, whether you lost something so important or valuable, it made you cry and weep. Please, our God, his word says that he is the one who settled the lowly in family. So even for those who think that they are orphans, every time riddled with depression and saying things like, no one loves me, no one cares about me, no one is there for me. Please, when you begin to walk with God, your case is settled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have a very different life now in Christ Jesus. There are people who are singing on stage, and yet when they come down stage, they are crying, they are weeping over this situation and that situation. Today, according to Psalm 116 verse 8, your eyes will see tears no longer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You just have to lift up that scripture and point it to God and tell him that, remember me according to this scripture, and wipe away every tear. In Psalm 30 verse 5, he says, for his anger endured but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Your morning will forever remain in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you have Christ as your light. You will not experience night any longer. Your morning will prevail in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By revelation, you are delivered from grief. Say after me, by revelation of God's word, I am delivered from grief.
By revelation of God's word, I am delivered from grief.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our third and last point for today, deliverance from retrogression, a very serious point here, retrogression. You take two steps forward and three steps backwards. You open a new business, and then just within 6 months, it's as if it was better you didn't even open the business at all. because things just go in the opposite direction. You get married and then it ends up not just divorce, but the divorce now bringing all sorts of emotional trauma. Retrogression must never be our story in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You open a new church and then it becomes something else. Today, there's a solution here. For those who started singing and they are thinking that, oh, things are now worse off than I even started. Today, there's a solution in God's word. In Psalm 56, verse 13, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? In the light of the living. If God has done anything for you before, then he will do better even in this season in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why? The path of the just shineth, what? Brighter and brighter even unto the perfect day. So each day after me must get better and better, and it will get better and better for me in the name of Jesus.
It must get better and better,
and it will get better and better in the name of Jesus. As we walk with the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
We will walk before God in the light of the living.
Amen.
And therefore, wherever he has saved us, some of us, he saved us from dying when we were children. Is it today that he will start disappointing us?
No.
No. It's going to be better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he has saved us from death, he will deliver our feet from falling. Feet falling means that you are slipping backwards. We won't retrogress in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, my feet won't fall in the name of Jesus.
My feet won't fall in the name of Jesus.
Your salary won't go back.
Amen.
You won't be demoted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from what? Falling. And in Psalm 18, verse 36, it says, thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Today, you are lifting up your voice in prayer, and you are telling God, I have seen your word in Psalm 56, verse 13, 116 verse 8 and 18 verse 36. Let this be my testimony that my feet will not slip, my feet won't fall. All that you have done for me, that Lord, you even do the more, and I will see daily things getting better in my life in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Amen. And begin to pray. Kabadabaya Shabadabaya do 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 de bedebe Rababaya Kabaya and de bedebeya sande de kebe Rababa. Your health is getting better, not worse. Getting better, not worse. Retrogression is not allowed in any way. Not allowed in any way. Your home is getting better, not worse. In the name of Jesus, your feet are not slipping. In the name of Jesus, you are not slipping backwards, but you are climbing higher. You are not slipping backwards, but you are climbing higher. You are not slipping backwards, but you are climbing higher. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rebeke beyan do 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 bo shabara baya kaba jebe de beyan de de ebeke be rama mayan de de bara baya kaba raba bayan de de ebe. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
Begin to also thank the Lord that I won't see grief. Grief will not be my story. Even Naomi, who went from one calamity to the other, a day came when it became mourning in her life. Jacob, who went from one situation to the other, a day came, it became mourning in his life. Today, Lord, I receive your visitation of mourning in my life. I receive your visitation of light into my life in the name of Jesus, that there no longer will be grief in my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Weeping, not enduring. Weeping no longer. As I walk with you in the kingdom, I experience joy. Joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy. Jabadabaya Kaba Jo 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 In the name of Jesus, life starts with Christ. We are going to sing a song of worship, and after that, I'll pray with all those who want to give their lives to Jesus.
I exalt thee.
With Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody can be reconciled back to our Father in heaven without going through Christ Jesus. Therefore, today I give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. Just say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Today, I yield myself unto you. Please take charge of my life. Be Lord and Master over my life from now and forever. Grant me your Holy Spirit that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. We are glad that you could fellowship with us today for all those who are here. We are glad you could fellowship with us today for all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time. We say welcome. Our divine mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music, edify believers through scripturally sound music, raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. Your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. As you fellowship and serve with us at Glow Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to his word in Psalm 37, verse 4. Amen. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages or in the description on YouTube. Always attend all meetings with expectations, and God will meet the expectations to the glory of his name. Amen.
Amen.
Download scripturally sound gospel music from glowmusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. Watch live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Please take note that we are fasting tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please engage fully in the spiritual exercise in order to grow in your walk with the Lord. Bethel Encounter Glorious Friday Edition continues tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Please make time to pray, and God will fill your life with great testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Divine Mercy and Deliverance on glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts 20, verse 32. If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can send them through MTN Mobile Money, and the number is 054-362-7478. God richly bless you.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet again at 12 p.m. prompt tomorrow. Shalom.